Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, March 17th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Four American Christian relief workers are dead after a northern Iraq attack. Godman is getting more attention in the wake of the Passion, and graduation serves as an open door for future ministry in Sri Lanka. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Iraq, where humanitarian aid teams are reeling in shock. Unknown assailants used automatic weapons and rocket-propelled grenades in the Mosul attack that killed four Southern Baptist relief workers and critically wounded a fifth. International Mission Board spokesman Eric Bridges.
With what seems to be an apparent beginning of a pattern of terrorist targeting foreign civilian aid workers, particularly Americans, we're going to have to monitor the security situation even more closely. But we still very much hope to continue meeting the needs of the Iraqi people.
The team was trying to provide clean water. Bridges urges prayer.
The tendency in the aftermath of incidents like this is for people either to say, that's it, we're not leading the United States again, or to redouble their efforts, to not be foolish and unwise, but to realize that we're still called by God to serve hurting people in a dangerous world.
Meanwhile, the future of a missionary pastor with Gospel for Asia in Nepal could be decided soon. GFA says Manja Tamang will be brought before the full panel of judges in the Supreme Court in Nepal tomorrow. Tamang has been in prison since being falsely accused and convicted of murder 2 years ago. GFA is asking people to pray that Tamang will receive a quick release. While in prison, Tamang has been able to lead many fellow inmates to Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. As millions of people have seen the Mel Gibson film, The Passion of the Christ, Book of Hope officials believe it will generate more interest for their new film, Godman. Book of Hope's Rob Hoskins says the momentum of The Passion should help their animated film.
You have a massive audience that's saying, I love The Passion, I love the message that it conveyed, but I don't want to take my kids to it, understandably, because of the violence that's there and the way it was depicted. And the Godman obviously was intended for another purpose and reason. Our target audience is children and youth.
The animated film is the complete story, taking people from the fall of man to the story of redemption. Hoskins says this will ultimately reach a group of young people who can't benefit from the written Book of Hope.
33% of the children of the world who can't read, this will become the gospel for them.
The Godman is expected to be completed by the end of this year, in English and Spanish initially, with more languages planned for the future. Meanwhile, World Vision continues to rally support in the global fight against AIDS. Their nationwide campaign aims to educate people about AIDS impact on 14 million children. President Richard Stearns says they also plan to take that message to the International AIDS Conference in Bangkok this summer.
The social crisis in these communities with this number of children growing up without parents is just a catastrophe. You can imagine not having parents to raise them, not having any economic means of support. Many of them are becoming street children.
World Vision has made it possible for the love of Christ to be shared on a personal level.
World Vision has launched a program called the Hope Child, which allows an individual to sponsor a child from a high-incidence AIDS community. The child might be an orphan, but is certainly vulnerable to the circumstances. You can have an individual child that you sponsor and you can correspond with.
And with the goal of evangelism, discipleship, and community development, more than 600 children and staff graduated recently from the Harrison School in Colombo, Sri Lanka. According to the IN Network, despite troubles faced by some believers in the area, the church leaders were on hand to graduate the children. Graduation certificates were also presented to the women graduates from the Vocational Training Center. The Harrison School says their classes will expand to 4 days a week. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It not only features information on the persecuted church, but also gives you the information you need to help suffering believers. That's VOM's Persecuted Church newsletter at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.